You're listening to The Truth with Studi on the Stream Grace Network.
Hey, good night or good morning, wherever you're listening from. Here in Yukon, Oklahoma, it is 12:34 a.m. on a Thursday morning. This is April 11th, and this is Michael Studeman, and thanks for joining me with The Truth with Studi. Let's get into it. How many of you out there listened to the podcast back in January titled Onward and Upward? That was the word for 2024. That was the word God gave me, and it was a live word. I did not prepare that message. God had me change the message as I went live, and that was the word he gave me. Praise God. It has been a powerful message. It has really directed my paths. I've gone back and listened to it myself about 9-10 times, somewhere in there. And so I wanted to see those that have listened to that, where your path is, even if you didn't listen to it. Just checking with you. How high have you got to get this year? How high have you flown? And we're going to get into that again on Onward and Upward and what that means for you. So going back to the Eagles, because that whole word was based on Isaiah 40:31. Everybody knows that verse. That's a famous verse about those who, you know, trust in the Lord will mount up with eagle's wings and everything like that, right? So we'll get into that verse, but I want to talk about just a couple of different eagles, since that verse is about eagles. So a martial eagle is the largest eagle in Africa, and its wingspan can actually grow up to 8.5 feet. It can weigh up to 14 pounds, but yet be powerful enough, can have enough power to break a human's arm with its foot. That's pretty amazing. And it is the apex predator sitting atop the food chain. The golden eagle, on the other hand, it's like extremely fast. And we've talked about the eagles again back in January, how the regular bald eagles can dive around 85 miles per hour. But the golden eagle, they're one of the fastest. They can actually dive up to speeds of 150 miles an hour. Can you imagine that? Diving 150 miles as a bird. And what I really like about it, again, that's another, again, apex predator. They can even hunt animals as large as wolves. And I love that because, again, this is a scripture talking about mounting up with eagle's wings and being restored and renewed like the eagles. And we know that Satan, our enemy, the adversary, he comes in sheep's clothing, but he's a wolf, right? So let's talk about Isaiah 40:31, and I want to specifically talk about the Passion Translation. We didn't do the Passion Translation back in January, so I want to cover the Passion Translation because it opens up a whole another part of that's what I love about multiple translations, is it really opens up the word and what God's trying to tell us. And ultimately, the Holy Spirit speaks it to you, confirms it to you. So the Passion Translation says, but those who entwine their hearts with Yahweh will experience divine strength. They'll rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles. Run their races without growing weary, and walk through life without giving up. Think about that, folks. I mean, this is a scripture, again, like I said before. This wasn't just for Isaiah. This is for you, and this is for me. And I want to focus on the very beginning of that. But those who entwine their hearts with Yahweh. What is this talking about here? The word entwine, it means to wind or twist together. And synonyms for that to really get a good idea of what this is. To interweave, to wind around, to twist around, to coil around, to wrap around, to weave, to intertwine, to interlink, interlace, interweave, interthread, crisscross, entangle, tangle, twine, link, lace, braid, plait, knit, wreath, and pleach. Those are a bunch of synonyms. I know that's a lot of words and sound like a dictionary here, but I'm wanting you to really visualize, really get a deep understanding of what this means and entwine our hearts with Yahweh. Who is Yahweh? It's God. God, that Yahweh is the God, the great I am. In John 10:30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Do you see that? Jesus, the Father, Jesus, the only begotten Son, they were entwined together. John 14:8-10, Philip said, Master, show us the Father, then we'll be content. You've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't understand? To see me is to see the Father. So how can you ask, where's the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? So there we go. There's your entwine again. And then it goes on to say, the words that I speak to you aren't mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. How amazing. And then also in John, moving along to the next chapter, chapter 15 of John, verses 4 and 5, Jesus says, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So how do we get in that entwining in the heart of God, in the heart of Yahweh, so that when everywhere we go, others, when they look at us, they don't see, in my case, Michael Studeman, but they see the Father. They see Christ in me. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 on the Amplified, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him, a Savior, he's a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have gone, have passed away. Behold, the new has come. And so there we go again. If anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in. So grafted in. Doesn't that sound familiar? Entwine with Yahweh. This is the secret, folks, of living the abundant life. This is the secret of embracing our divinity in God, and not walking as mere humans, because Christ came to give us abundant life and to walk in him. Christian literally means little Christ. So we're supposed to walk in abundance and have dominion in this earth. We're supposed to take territory. We're supposed to be like these eagles, the apex predator, taking territory everywhere we go, and chasing off these wolves. We have authority. God has given us authority over demons and evil spirits and principalities and powers that are coming against us, right? And so we are the apex predator. We are the apex predator. Go back into the Old Testament and think about the promise Abraham talked about. Everywhere he placed his foot, he would get territory. So what does that mean? Again, wherever we go. Actually, it's Joshua 1:3. Forgive me for that. So Joshua 1:3. So in Joshua 1:3, it says, wherever you go, and I had to fact check myself. That's why you guys always fact check me too. Don't just take me when I say. But Joshua 1:3, it says, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. This is what God, this is what Yahweh spoke to Joshua. And throughout scripture, you can go through what Jesus talked about, what God told Abraham, what God told Moses. It's all about dominion. At the beginning, when he created Adam and Eve, he gave them dominion, and then they gave it up during the fall, right? So Christ Jesus, he's come to fulfill the law and restore that which was lost. And through him, we have that authority to have full dominion. Isn't that amazing? And so with that, again, if you entwine yourself with Yahweh, if you entwine your heart with Yahweh, again, you will experience divine strength. Again, divine strength, because you have Holy Spirit in you. And then that way you can rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles. You can get to those newer heights. Well, I ask you, how high have you gone this year? You know, since that message in January, I've been flying higher and higher than I've ever gone before. If some of you older folks remember Vern Jackson back in the day on TBN, he used to sing that song, higher than I've ever been, higher than yesterday's sin. And that has been my experience. And it's been amazing. And I keep asking the Lord, like, have we reached the height that he's like, do you like the height up here? Do you like the view up here? Do you like flying at this level? And I'm like, it's amazing. And he goes, you want to go higher? And I'm like, we can go higher? He goes, yeah, we can go higher. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then with that comes a deeper revelation of his love, a deeper outlook, and going into these areas where scripture says no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who loved him. And that's here on earth, not just in heaven, but here on earth, because Jesus taught the disciples, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying his divine will that earth, that heaven come to earth. And we do that by taking dominion and seeing ourselves who we are in him as more than conquerors. And so that everything we set our hand to do, we do it as we do it unto God. And then he makes us champions. He makes us conquerors. And with him on our side, we fight and win every battle. Yes, you heard me right, and I've said it before. When you have God on your side, when you're walking, when you're entwining your heart with Yahweh, when you've been engrafted into Christ Jesus, the Messiah, and you're walking in that new life, that new Zoe life, then nothing can defeat you, because greater is he, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, El Elyon, who is in you, than he that's in the world. That's what our scripture says. And we can back it, and we can declare it, and we can decree it in our lives so that nothing can slow you down. No sickness, no disease, no want of anything, because God is our provider. He provides all that we need. It's staying focused. Again, going back to that first message in January, focus is the key to get you where God needs you to be. Focus. Where do we focus? We focus our eyes on Christ Jesus. That he's the prize and he brings us the prize. He is the prize and he brings us the prize. And if we seek his kingdom and his righteousness, he will add all the things that we need to sustain us and to bring us to those new heights as eagles and accomplish everything that he has designed and put into our spiritual DNA to do on this planet and make other lives and this world a better place to live, because we are bringing God's kingdom to earth. And it's all about the kingdom, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed this message. And I know it came out about a day or and a half late. Apologize for that. But hey, we got it out this week. Better late than never is what I'd like to say. And go out there and fly to new heights. Where God's taking you next week and the week after that. How high you want to fly, he'll take you there. And you know he will, because I told you. And I delivered that truth, the whole truth. And nothing but the truth with Studi. Y'all be blessed. God bless.